This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
When it comes to the deadliest fire in California history,
we're at 130,000 acres, 35% contained.
And Ventura County Fire Captain Steve Kaufman says that Camp Fire in Northern California has now killed at least 48 people. And as for structures,
damaged structures to 148, destroyed structures 8,817.
To the south, two people have been killed in the Woolsey Fire, and several new fires have broken out in just the past 24 hours. The European Union now saying it's retaliating if the U.S. imposes tariffs on its cars. A trade commissioner telling a German newspaper the EU can quickly put together a long list of countermeasures that conform to the World Trade Organization's rules. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
The lady of the White House wants a top aide to be fired. First Lady Melania Trump's office says in a statement that Deputy National Security Advisor Mira Ricardel, quote, no longer deserves the honor of serving in this White House. Reports are the First Lady and Ricardel, who's a top aide to National Security Advisor John Bolton, clashed during the First Lady's recent trip to Africa. Dozens of U.S. cities were vying for months to try to win it, but protesters will be out in New York City today against Amazon's plans to set up shop in a section of Queens, New York. People who live near where Amazon is to build part of its second headquarters upset about the deal, saying they're worried the 4 million square foot facility that'll bring 25,000 jobs will drive up housing prices, displace low-income residents, and overwhelm mass transit. The other new headquarters heading for Northern Virginia. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Lawmakers are returning to Capitol Hill after a long recess, and after the midterm elections, newly elected members of the House and Senate are getting their orientations now, although there's still some counting going on after those midterms, as we're reminded by USA Radio's Tim Berg.
The votes are still being counted in Florida for that recount that's going on for the gubernatorial race and Senate race. Catherine Harris was the Secretary of State in Florida during the Bush versus Gore recount. She joined Fox News to talk about some of the differences now versus back in 2000.
We're not having hanging or dangling chads this year. We've gone to a paper ballot. So clearly, voter intent might be more good if someone marked one out and marked out the name and actually voted for the next. At least they are allowing it to be a statewide recount. When I was Secretary of State, I actually petitioned the Florida Supreme Court for a statewide recount immediately following the election, and they refused. That's how it wound down to Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach.
By the way, at last check, in that Florida Senate race, Senator Bill Nelson is a fraction of a percentage point behind the Republican challenger Governor Rick Scott. As the recount continues, and Republican Governor candidate Ron DeSantis likewise leading his Democratic rival Andrew Gillum, but by a very tiny margin. Remember, find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
You're listening to Bill Martinez.
If you want to know how far my love can go, just how deep, just how wide. If you want to see how much you mean to me, look at my head, look at my side.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, we're with you. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. I'm Bill Martinez. Brigitte Gabriel is back with us, terrorism expert, chairman of Act for America, the largest national security grassroots organization in the United States, author of the new book, Rise in Defense of Judeo-Christian Values and Freedom. Brigitte, how are you?
Hi, Bill. I'm delighted to be back with you.
Hey, always a pleasure to have you with us. Congratulations on the book, Rise. And, of course, I want to direct everybody to the website, risetoact.com. And, of course, the book, Rise in Defense of Judeo-Christian Values and Freedom. Well, I'll tell you, everybody I talk to about your book, you have really resonated with what you've been able to share. Why do you think that is the case?
Thank you. Because I think, Bill, Americans who love this country recognize we have a problem. America is changing before our very eyes. I mean, look, the fact that look what happened last week with the mob showing up in front of Tucker Carlson's home.
Exactly.
With his wife hiding in the pantry. You know, we have come to a point in our society where people have become so intolerant of ideas. You know, what made America great is being able to come together and discuss different ideas and debate and learn from each other. And all of us come up with better ideas to become better as a society. All of us as one. Out of many, we became one. And we want that one to be greater, stronger, bigger, more accomplished. We looked at ourselves as Americans, as one unit. Right now it is changing. Right now there are two sides. You're either on the side of the left and you are either on the side of the right. And if somebody says something on one side, obviously, on the right right now, you are attacked by Antifa, the mobs are attacking you, they're threatening your children, and this is not the society that most Americans want to live in. Most Americans love and respect our founding fathers, they respect our military, they honor our veterans, they love our flag, they salute for the national anthem. That's the America most Americans love and want to live in.
What I have loved about you from day one, Brigitte, is that you have called out political correctness for what it is, that it invalidates the conversation, it nullifies our First Amendment right of free speech, our ability to come together in the public square and discuss these issues, debate these issues. But let's call it for what it is, Brigitte. It is the left. The left has no tolerance for anybody on the right. I got to tell you, I'm tired of hearing that it comes from both sides. It is clear that it is primarily coming from the left. I'm sorry, and you can correct me if I'm wrong.
Exactly. No, you're right. It comes comes only from the left. When was last time you saw, look, we had Obama for 8 years. I didn't like Obama. I know a lot of the people that I knew did not like Obama. But we respected the office of the president. And you did not see people ambushing Democratic elected officials in restaurants, yelling at them, showing up in front of leftist pundits on MSNBC, threatening their families, their children, their wives, their husbands. You didn't see the animosity. You didn't see Republican young kids blocking bridges, showing up with machetes and black masks, destroying property. You know, we may not have agreed with the policies on the left, but we respected the democratic process, and we said, okay, this is a democratic process. We're going to do whatever we can. We write letters to our elected officials. We call our elected officials about different things. We work on ways where we can advance our cause and our point of views while respecting the political process. Look, my organization, Act for America, which is now the largest national security grassroots organization in the country. We've got 1 million members.
That's awesome.
When we launched our chapters, we launched our chapter network in 2008. And, you know, Obama was elected in 2008. Mm-hmm. And for 8 years, for 6 years, 8 years to 8 years after that, we knew we're not going to get anywhere on Capitol Hill. So we started organizing, passing bills on a local level. We built 1,000 chapters nationwide. We have helped pass 84 bills in 32 states. And we did it under Obama, democratically, where we called our elected officials. We visited state capitals. That's how you organize. But you do not attack people. You do not threaten people's livelihood. You do not threaten people's safety. And that's what we're seeing on the left. And that's why my book, Rise, is resonating with people, because people understand there's a problem in the country. And in Rise, I give them ideas and tips as to how they can mobilize, how they can organize to make a difference for the country without putting their lives in danger, without breaking any laws, while we respectfully obey our Constitution and participate in our democratic process and do it peacefully from the privacy of our own home.
Yeah, what did you make of Hillary Clinton's statement that civility will come back, in essence, when the Democrats are back in rule? What was your response to that?
Look, as goes the top, as goes the bottom. So when you see leftist radicals showing up on the streets, like what they did in front of Tucker Carlson's home, or attacking peaceful demonstrations, Antifa showing up with machetes and brass knuckles and black masks and burning places and attacking places and destroying property, it's because they're listening to this type of rhetoric coming from the highest level, whether it's Hillary Clinton or Maxine Waters, or look at Eric Holder's, you know, when they're low, we kick them. This is what they're getting from the leadership. And Hillary Clinton was just basically, at least she's honest enough to come out straight out and say it. And you know what? I don't think we're going to see any changes. I don't see the left right now being happy because they won the election. If they were happy because they won the House, they would not be showing up and attacking Tucker Carlson's house in front of his home.
Exactly. Well said. And, you know, this is the issue. It's never enough. It's, you know, what Pat Riley called many years ago, the disease of more. For the people on the left, it's just never enough. And we're back to the ends justify the means. And, you know, statements like what Hillary Clinton has said, what Maxine Waters, what Chuck Schumer has said, you know, it's not about jobs. It's about mobs as far as they're concerned. I mean, they may tell you differently, but that's not what they're supporting, is it?
I know that's exactly it. That's not what they're supporting. We are looking, the left is the mob rule right now. You are guilty until you've proven innocent. They have no respect for law and order. They detest our police. They don't respect our veterans, nor want to support our veterans. And I really believe right now for the next 2 years, they're going to try everything they can to block President Trump and everything he's trying to accomplish, whether from securing our borders to building our military to controlling our immigration system. They're going to try to block him at every road. And that's why people need to understand the what we're facing as a nation, what's the ramification if we don't take action, and
that's
where
right.
we're going to be unless we turn the ship around right now. And that's why my book, Rise, you know, I lay out the, I discuss the difficult topics. I discuss the difficult issues that people do not want to talk about. They are uncomfortable. They are confrontational. But we need to discuss them as a nation, and we need to come together and tackle these issues. And that's why my book, Rise, is a mandatory reading for anybody who is so concerned about what's happening in the country and want to do something, something to make a difference for the country.
Well, as you say in Rise, in defense of Judeo-Christian values and freedom, you've got to know what it is that you're defending and
right.
how much power that you have as a citizen of this great country. But if you don't exercise it, you're going to be overwhelmed. We got more from Brigitte after this. Stay with us.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Epigenetics and the Sins of the Father. GodSaidManSaid.com. U.S. colleges, new mental institutions. Close Satan's secret door. GodSaidManSaid.com. Mummies and the Sons of Ham. Alcohol and Christians. Geologists say yes to crucifixion. GodSaidManSaid.com. Which religion? Which Bible? Quantum physics to Adam's rib. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with the American, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Fresh and independent we are. And speaking of fresh and independent, Brigitte Gabriel is that, and a breath of fresh air, certainly. Her new book, Rise in Defense of Judeo-Christian Values and Freedom. You can go to the website, risetoact.com, for more information. Get involved. She has activated since 2008. It's just been incredible what you've been able to do, Brigitte. The fact that you've gotten so many groups together, it definitely demonstrates that it's, number one, there was a problem. Number two, it required somebody with a vision. And number three, a leader to lead the way here. And so congratulations for all the efforts and what you're doing on behalf of America.
Thank you so much. And of course, I couldn't do it alone. You know what it required? It required tenacity. It required courage. It required not caring what people say about you. Move forward and focus on your end goal. And, you know, for those of you who hear me speak or have heard me speak before, I always say 2% of the passionate will always rule the 98% indifferent. 2% of the passionate will always rule the 98% indifferent. You need to have passion and dedication to your country and say, I am going to make a difference. I'm not going to wait on somebody else. I'm going to do it. And this is exactly what a million members were able to say with me. You know, we named the organization Act for America, Bill. Act for America. Mm-hmm. Not think about America, not wish for America, not hope for America, not pray for America. You can do all that, and you should do all that. But that by itself doesn't change anything until you take action. Act for America. And I encourage people listening to this interview to please go to our website, actforamerica.org, and join us. Sign up to get our emails and action alert. Sign up to join a chapter in your community. Start a chapter in your community if there's no chapter. We need to start chapters. We need activists. If you're too busy, if you just have a few minutes a day, sign up as an activist where we can notify you when there's a bill coming down for a vote so you can call your elected official and work with them. You know, we need everybody mobilized, and everybody can do something. Go to actforamerica.org and join us.
Brigitte, you bring up a good point here. It's not like somebody needs another full-time job. Even if you invested 5 minutes a day, you know, 10 minutes a week, you know, to rise and act for America, for your children and your grandchildren, people are going to be amazed at what's happening. I mean, you've already seen at the grassroots level the kind of changes that your activists, the million-plus army that you've been able to put together, and I say an army of revolutionaries that have come together to remind America the value of our Declaration of Independence and our U.S. Constitution.
Exactly, exactly. And that's why it is so easy to be active. See, the problem, Bill, people don't realize how much their voice matters. They say, oh, my congressman, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, they need to hear from 40,000 people before they do anything. Wrong. I talk to elected officials all the time, and I ask them, how many people do you need to hear from to make an issue your top priority? And you'll be shocked. 40 to 50 people on a federal level. Now, I'm sure there are 40 to 50 people listening to this broadcast right now. But here's the numbers, here's the science behind the numbers. They believe if one person makes a phone call or writes a letter, he or she are representing 1,000 couch potatoes who feel the same way but are too lazy to make a phone call or write a letter, yet they vote on election day. So your voice represents 40 to 50,000 voters. And here's how easy you need to be active. If you're stuck in traffic, driving back from work, you open up your email, you're sitting in traffic, it takes you an hour and a half to get home. You look at your email, there's an email from us. You click on the link to contact Congress about a certain bill. You can literally do it while you are sitting in traffic, in drive time, crawling in traffic, make a phone call to your elected official. special about a certain bill, we already have a pre-script for you or a pre-recorded message. With a click of a button, you can do it, and you're sitting in your car in the privacy of your own car, and nobody around you knows what you're doing, so nobody can threaten your life. Nobody can attack you. You are anonymous, but you are making a difference for the country, and you are given the tools to make a difference for the country, and you can do it while you're sitting in traffic going to your work or coming back from work. That's how easy it is to be active. It doesn't take a lot of time. Now, if you want to invest a lot of time and you want to start a chapter in your community, by all means, please call us. We would love to work with you on that. It's very easy. We will mentor you. We'll provide you with anything that you need. But if you just want to be an activist and make a difference, you can do it sitting on traffic commuting to work.
And you go to the website actforamerica.org for all the information that you need to have. I want to talk about this incredible and growing anti-Semitic movement between, you know, BDS and all these other obvious attacks on Israel. You say the civilized world must band together in solidarity to ensure that people of all faiths can live in peace and harmony, and the Jews are never persecuted and victimized by barbaric, murderous ideologies ever again.
Absolutely. And look, we are better. I wrote this article after the attack on Charlottesville. And we can never allow such criminal acts like what happened at the synagogue in Pittsburgh happen in our country. And that should not be tolerated to happen against any people of faith, whether they are Jewish, whether they are Muslims, whether they are Buddhists, whether they are Christians. Hatred to that level, to the point where you walk in and attack worshippers standing in their house of worship on their holy day, Saturday for the Jews, or Sunday for the Christians, or Friday for the Muslims. That should not be tolerated in our society. We are better than that as people. And we need, whenever a crime happens like that against any people of faith, we all need to come together and fight that and stand up together unified against that type of religious hatred and bigotry, because it should not be tolerated. We have a lot of, we may have differences of opinion. We may have a lot of issues facing our country that we are passionately debating amongst each other. We may have people on the left and people on the right and people in the middle and people on different sides of a certain political topic. But we should be able to argue ideas, debate ideas, and passionately disagree with each other. That does not give anyone the right, because of their anger, to take that anger against innocent people worshiping at a house of worship.
Exactly.
And this is why we need to speak up, and we need to speak up very boldly and authoritatively about this issue.
You know, Brigitte, here recently, because, you know, Veterans Day, we remember Armistice Day, the end of the war to end all wars, which was World War One, of course, which gave us World War Two and ongoing conflict since. But what came out of this, the big takeaway, when I look back, was America was really affected by the human rights abuses that took place, the gassing of civilians, the carnage that was left behind. And of course, then we were further impacted by the bombs that were released in Japan and Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And you talk about saying never again. America, as a result of all that, because of its embrace of the human rights violations that had taken place during these wars, we led the Western civilization into the sensitivity, the increased awareness of human rights. And today we find ourselves, because we've compromised ourselves and decided to still align with some allies for the sake of oil or whatever it is that you want to blame it on, we have kind of mollified that. And maybe there might be a renewal for this passion for human rights. What do you say?
Well, we emotions are running very high right now in our country and around the world. And here's why. Because not only we are facing very hot topics, but many generations before us faced the same hot topics. But what makes things boil right now is the internet. Because people are feeding that anger, that hatred, that animosity on the internet, whether it's through video games, whether it's through websites, whether it's through their friends who may be racist or bigots or whatever. That's what's feeding that hatred right now. And this is why it is more incumbent upon us to understand why it is important to fight that level of hatred.
Brigid Gabriel has been with us. Brigid, as we close, remind everybody how they can be in touch with you.
People can go to our website, actforamerica.org, actforamerica.org. There you'll find information about my book, Rise. The book Rise is also available in all bookstores, Walmart, Sam's Club, Barnes & Noble, Amazon. I encourage you to get it, to read it, and to share it with your friends.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Goldvon salutes all you fixers out there. Fixers of wobbly chairs, squeaky stairs, and drippy faucets. Folks who can fix just about anything, except dry, cracked hands.
Whoa, that's bad. Man.
Say hello to Goldvon Crack Skin Cream. More than a lotion, it precisely fills, soothes, and protects rough, cracked fingers and knuckles. 91% said cracked skin felt smoother in one day.
Yep, feeling good.
Goldvon Crack Skin Cream. Find it at First Aid and Walgreens.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
When it comes to the deadliest fire in California history,
we're at 130,000 acres, 35% contained.
And Ventura County Fire Captain Steve Kaufman says that Camp Fire in Northern California has now killed at least 48 people. And as for structures,
damaged structures to 148, destroyed structures 8,817.
To the south, two people have been killed in the Woolsey fire, and several new fires have broken out in just the past 24 hours. The European Union now saying it's retaliating if the U.S. imposes tariffs on its cars. A trade commissioner telling a German newspaper the EU can quickly put together a long list of countermeasures that conform to the World Trade Organization's rules. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hey, millennials. Know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez Live.
When you don't move the mountains, I'm needing you to move. When you don't part the water, I wish I could walk through. When you don't give the answers, as I cry out to you, I will trust, I will trust, I will trust in you.
Bill Martinez Live.
You know, sometimes it comes down to this when you realize, the reason of man is so insufficient. You know, our wisdom falls so short that we must go to God. And I believe this is where we are right now, ladies and gentlemen. More and more are coming to that intersection of faith and reason and God and culture. And what will we choose? Are we going to choose godly ways, or are we going to choose man's ways? And, of course, all this on the heels of an exciting election that, as they say, somebody, that everybody got a little bit of everything. But I think about the ultimate prize, which is the very soul of America. Jenny Beth Martin joins us now, president, co-founder of Tea Party Patriots. It was under her leadership that the Tea Party Patriots has grown to the largest and most effective national umbrella group within the Tea Party movement. Jenny Beth, good to have you with us. How are you?
I am great. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, look, at we just gone through the midterm elections. Some of this is still dangling. Of course, everything that dangles seems to dangle in Florida. I was talking with Ed Pizzulli, the former GOP chair down in South Florida, an attorney. And I just says, you know, what is it about the cars there in South Florida and the ability of Democrats to open up, you know, trunks of cars that only have, you know, Democratic votes there? I mean, it's like, I mean, I've heard of cards up your sleeves, but, you know, ballots, you know, blank ballots and other Democratic ballots in the back of trunks of cars is most amazing. I guess only in Florida, huh?
Yeah, it is really quite amazing, and it seems to happen in Florida and in Broward County quite often. I think that there's a lot of incompetence going on in Broward, from the school systems to the election board, and including the sheriff's office. So.
Yeah, sadly. And but, you know, this is why people's votes matter. This is why the Tea Party Patriots and, you know, people coming together, people of reasonable minds to say, look, at enough of this insanity. And, you know, what the Tea Party has done since, you know, what are we talking about? Almost 10 years now, Jenny Beth, right?
Yeah, almost 10 years. February 27th will mark the first round of the nationwide tea parties that we had. So it'll be 10 years on February 27th. And we are looking to bring sanity to Washington, D.C., which really isn't quite a sane place at all. And I think that there are many people who are much more liberal than I am, who love our country and also want sanity. And I hope that in the next 2 years we can maybe find some common ground and work on some of those items together so we have a better future for ourselves and for our children. I'm hopeful that will happen. I'm not holding my breath that it will happen either. I think we're going to head into 2 years of investigations from the House of Representatives with the Democrats in control, lots of gridlock, and more spending. Because one thing that Republicans and Democrats seem to agree on is spending our tax dollars.
They love spending our, yeah, they sure do, don't they? You know, and speaking of the Democrats, I'm waiting to see, you know, I know a lot of pundits are giving them a lot of credit, you know, in terms of taking over the House, but they seem very fractured right now. I mean, you talk about leadership and what they're looking. They're not sure they want to follow Nancy Pelosi's lead. I think it really will eventually come to the decision that Nancy Pelosi will be the leader of the House. She will have the gavel back in her hand. It's now it's whether or not she can control all the cats, because she's trying to herd cats unlike the Democrat Party has ever had. I mean, you know, from devout Muslims now in their caucus. I'm not even sure who they're going to caucus with. And you've got socialists like, you know, Ocasio-Cortez. I mean, it's almost like, you know, the party itself is bursting at the edges. Am I seeing this right?
I think that you are seeing it right. I think that they have some very extreme people who did get elected. Thankfully, in Georgia, that we did not elect someone so extreme to be our governor, and I'm from Georgia, but we've seen extreme people elected, and then we've seen people who ran and were reelected because they don't like Donald Trump. And the unifying agenda for the left right now is not reducing government spending. It's not out of control government growth like it was for the Tea Party. The unifying message for them is we don't like Donald Trump. We want to impeach Donald Trump. Donald Trump is a bad person. We don't like Donald Trump.
Right.
And the fact is he is our president, and they have not given him the respect that he deserves as president of the United States. And we're going to watch many of these people now attempt to run our government in the House of Representatives.
Yeah, I mean, what is he guilty of, you know, but fixing the problem? I mean, he basically has affected over 300. I mean, this is a minimal number. I mean, a very conservative number, 300 major decisions of this government that Main Street America says, you know, every time they saw, you know, some of this insanity going on, particularly and more specifically in the previous administration, it was insane. And, you know, finally to that point, you know, this is what the Barack Obama administration created. It led to Donald Trump. And I'm not saying that that is a bad thing. I think in many respects it's a good thing. When you look at the economy, you look at the opportunity and the potential that now has been woken up in the midst of this country. I mean, we were being led to believe that a 2% GDP was the best we could hope for. And now Donald Trump has come in and said, no, wait a minute. The human potential of every citizen in this country. This is one of my discussions with Steve Moore, one of his financial advisors. You know, talk about GDP. I'm saying, hey, look at the capacity of our population. What is the capacity, the GDP capacity, if we're operating on all cylinders, if every citizen has a fair and right opportunity to be successful? Jenny Beth, what could this country be doing GDP-wise?
I think that it would be something that we haven't seen, certainly not in my adult lifetime. So it's, mm-hmm. it's something that would be quite amazing. You asked a moment ago, what is Donald Trump guilty of? I think that the thing that the left finds him the most guilty of is actually having the audacity to run for the office of President of the United States and winning. He won. Mm-hmm. He beat Hillary Clinton. He probably would have beat just about any Democrat that was put up. And mm-hmm. That's what they don't like. Look, we can sit there and go, okay, it's going to be, and I have done this quite a few times myself over the last week. We're headed for some dark days. The Democrats are going to be investigating. We're not going to continue to see the kind of economic growth that we've had. Okay, I think that what we have to do right now is look at where we're headed in the short term. With mm-hmm. the lame duck session,
exactly.
The Senate has over 70, I believe it's 71 judicial nominees who need to be confirmed, plus mm-hmm. other nominees who the president has nominated. These people need to go ahead and be confirmed. And
exactly.
I think that if it's at all possible for the people who just lost their election but are still in power right now, to pass a reconciliation bill, to make the tax cuts for the individuals permanent, to potentially give us some more health care freedom. We need to see those things happen. And then in the long term, we've got to be ready for 2020. Get a little bit of rest, recover, and then get right back in it, because we're going to have a long fight ahead of us to win elections in 2020.
Well, now that more than ever, citizens need to remain activated. And this is what we appreciate so much, Jenny Beth, about your leadership and the Tea Party Patriots. So tell them where they need to go to stay activated.
Thank you very much. And they need to go to teapartypatriots.org. Again, that's teapartypatriots.org.
Jenny Beth Martin, president, co-founder of the Tea Party Patriots. Keep up the great fight. We're with you, Jenny Beth. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? As a Christian, are you looking for health care that doesn't violate your morals and convictions? Well, we're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded Christians that work together to pay for their medical costs. It allows you to decide how, when, and where you will access your health care, so you can make the best choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids. This is how health care should be. For more information, call 855-585-4237. That number again, 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs, because this is the way it should be. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice at the same old lies, if you're trying to feel the same old hold inside, there's a better life. There's a better life.
Bill Martinez live.
Somebody testify,
Hey, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I'll tell you, the internet is abuzz right now. Hillary Clinton has now given women a right, has declared that it is a human right to abort your child. I mean, what happened when she said that, a woman's right to kill her unborn child or have an abortion, it should be safe, legal, and rare. And by rare, I mean rare. Now, we've gone from that to now it's a human right. I mean, where, anywhere, have you read, other than, you know, the cultural insanity that is taking place and the lies that are being thrown out there, to say that it is now a human right to abort your child, to kill your child? There's no natural law that would support that. Culturally, we know that we're kicking it at the goads, and we have been doing this since 1973 when an activist Supreme Court decided on Roe v. Wade. And people want to say it's settled. Well, you know, it might be settled in the arena of public debate, because the way you are shamed and bullied to not use your common sense and not take the empirical evidence of what the history of Roe v. Wade has delivered this country, you know, ignore that and just continue to buy into a lie that you know is a lie. And now the perennial leader of the Democratic Party, says it's now a right. She has declared it to be so. So I guess if the Queen has declared it to be so, that is the case. And I would say, heaven, heaven help us. We are in serious trouble here in River City, as they would say. Gregory Wrightstone joins us now, a geologist with more than 35 years of experience researching and studying various aspects of the Earth's processes. He earned a bachelor's degree from Waynesburg University, a master's from West Virginia University, both in the field of geology. All this to say that he's another one of the smart people that and experts that we have here on this show to bring you the facts as it relates to whatever you want to call it. You want to call it global warming, you want to call it climate change, whatever the contemporary perspective of scientists that supposedly know so much about our environment. And, of course, what is coming out of California with these horrific fires, of course, ignites the debate on human-caused global warming. Gregory, good to have you here with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Very good. Thanks for having me on, Bill.
Well, Greg, this situation with, you know, the California fires, and of course you knew that, you know, all the environmentalists were going to blame it on, you know, on humanity, that it is our fault. And I'd say probably, I mean, based on everything and all the other experts that I read, that's partially true, but it's not because of, you know, climate.
Right. California's had a long, long, more than a 1,000-year history of wildfires as a regular event there. So it's nothing new. And you're right, humanity and man-made causes are exacerbating the problem. But you might be, your listeners may be surprised to know that the data shows, and this is from CAL FIRE, that the number of fires peaked in 1979, and we've been in a 30-year decline since. So, and that's both areas administered by the U.S. Forest Service and the areas, the lower-lying areas administrated by CAL FIRE. So we've actually had less, but they appear to be getting larger and more intense. And that's where the human causes come in. For your listeners, there's really three things that you need for wildfires to go out of control, and that's ignition source, fuel, and then aridity or drought. And they've got all three. And the man's really contributing all three of that in a negative way. In terms of ignition sources, 95% of all the ignition sources, in other words, that spark that starts that fire, are human-caused. And the bulk of those are actually electric, electric poles, transformers sparking, a drunk illegal immigrant running into a pole, you know, you name it, you know, lawnmowers throwing off a spark. So 95%, and we've got more people living in fire-prone areas. There's been a 1,000% increase in the number of homes in the western U.S., in the last 50 years. It went from 600,000 in 1940 to 6.7 million in 2010. So you got more people out there, so there's more chances for people to start the fire.
Exactly.
And then starting in the 60s and 70s.
And let's not even talk about the homeless element either.
Yeah.
You know, because that contributes.
Are usually within the urban areas, not out in the mountainous areas for the most part. So they're, I'm not sure how big of a problem that. Well, it's a big problem if you're there. But but then in the 60s and 70s, we started changing our forest management practices away from thinning, grazing. You know, people could timber companies were coming in and taking out selected timber, and we changed that really to let's go natural, and they stopped the timbering, the thinning. They moved away from grazing on the U.S. Forest Service lands, and what that's done is just really led to a ticking fiery time bomb with, you know, you've got that fuel just building up and building up.
You're just adding fuel to the potential fire. And I got to tell you, I was born and raised in California, and I've seen this insane cycle time and time. Like you said, this has been going on for decades, and you'd think that somebody would figure it out by now.
Yeah, and what what's interesting, the U.S. Forest Service controls, I think, about 16 million acres, mostly high mountainous areas. They're the ones in control. Ryan Zinke at Interior has made some changes to open it up to logging and thinning, but it might be a little bit too little too late. But the 25 million acres administrated by CAL FIRE, we've seen a decrease in both size and area burned, and that's the lower lying areas that are mostly privately owned. So the people in those CAL FIRE areas aren't, you know, they can go thin it if they want. You know, so those areas actually have been in decline, both number and in area. But then again, just think about this. One of the biggest reasons we have arid soil is that trees and vegetation suck up a huge amount of soil moisture out of the soil through their root system. Right. It's estimated we've got 4 to 5 times too many trees per acre. So just think about that.
Wow.
4 to 5 too many trees competing for this scarce water resource in the soil. And that just exacerbates the drought and the aridity. So now you've got a lot of people with a lot of ignition sources. You've got too much timber, too much fuel, and also exacerbating the aridity of this. And now you've just got this, again, a fiery time bomb waiting to go off. So when the fires do ignite, they become more intense and go out of control. So it's really...
kind of a perfect storm here is what you've allowed to happen here, is it not? I mean, increased housing, you know. Go ahead.
Yeah, and it's really the federal government that's the problem. Again, Ryan Zinke at Interior is trying to make a change to it, but, you know, it's like trying to turn an aircraft carrier around. You can't do it very quickly. So, you know, kudos to Ryan Zinke and the Trump administration for recognizing the problem. And Trump was right the other day when he blamed it on bad forest management practices for the most part.
And so what happens with that, how much is the responsibility of the state of California? How much is the federal government?
Well, as much as I hate sticking up for Jerry Brown, and he's completely wrong when he alleges this is all about global warming, but... Mm-hmm. His head of CAL FIRE did say, hey, the problems are in the mountainous areas controlled by U.S. Forest Service. We have nothing to do with it. And he's actually right. It's the U.S. Forest Service mountainous areas that's controlled by Interior and big government that's dictated these changes in forest management. You know, we've had particularly, it started under Clinton. Remember the spotted owl?
Yes, right.
And that's what really led to a lot of these forest management practices changes.
And part of the problem, too, Gregory, I mean, let's face it, this property should belong to the state. Everything west of the Mississippi, I mean, the government has, it's been a land grab for ages.
Yep.
And, you know, at some point, there's got to be some, I guess, I want to say a release of all this federal land and given to the states appropriately. Right?
I like that idea a lot. I mean, why?
Yeah.
That just goes against my grain that there's so much of America that's owned by the federal government. You know, that's a completely different situation here. But for Jerry Brown, he's really been pounding the table about global warming, man-made climate change that's causing these fires. And it is, you know, for the most part, a lot of these fires are man-made. And actually, they say that it is true that the fire season is lengthening. But if you actually, fascinating paper I just got yesterday showing the ignition sources, and actually the fire season for naturally caused fires has stayed about the same. But it's because there's so many human causes that the fire season has lengthened both before and after the traditional fire season. And what we see, too, is it's a little counterintuitive, but in wetter weather in California, the lower-lying areas, we see an increase in fire due to that because the grasses and things spring up and then it dries out.
Exactly. And then, of course, the fires come, devastate the areas, the rains come, and now we got flooding and landslides and everything else. It's just an incredible cycle. Like I said, I was born and raised there. I've seen this movie time and time again. Gregory Wrightstone, author of the book Inconvenient Facts. Thank you, Gregory.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com. Announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing Nutramed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
What if there was a social